From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump brought 24 manufacturing CEOs to the White House Thursday and declared their collective commitment to restoring factory jobs lost to foreign competition. Yet some of the CEOs suggested there were still plenty of openings for U.S. factory jobs, but too few qualified people to fill them. Amid worries about a wall and deportations, Mexican officials expressed their concerns to two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries Thursday. The comments were made amid their meetings with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Tillerson and Kelly appeared with their two Mexican counterparts before the media at the Secretariat of Foreign Affairs, but took no questions from reporters. Tillerson, in his statement, said the U.S. and Mexico are two strong foreign countries that from time to time will have differences, but that his talks were productive and forward-looking.
We reaffirmed our close cooperation on economic and commercial issues such as energy, legal migration, security, educational exchanges, and people-to-people ties.
Kelly emphasized there will be no mass deportations and no use of military force to round up undocumented migrants under President Trump's enhanced crackdown on the United States, in the United States illegally. U.S. stock indexes finished mixed as investors sell industrial companies and other stocks that stand to benefit from faster economic growth. With those companies down and bond yields falling, investors are buying big dividend players like utilities. This is VOA. For the past 8 years, thousands of conservative activists have descended on Washington each spring with dreams of putting a Republican in the White House, and this year they have one. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the event on Thursday, telling the group that the U.S. has what could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to install conservative solutions to the nation's problems.
We're going to keep rolling back job-killing regulations, and we're going to rescind unconstitutional executive orders signed by Barack Obama.
Well, Pence says the administration will repeal and replace the health care law, saying the nation's Obamacare nightmare is about to end. White House strategist Steve Bannon told conservatives that they can expect a daily fight with the media and others in the so-called opposition.
Not only not going to get better, it's going to get worse every day in the media. And here's why. But by the way, the internal logic makes sense. They're corporatist, globalist media that are adamantly opposed to an economic nationalist agenda like Donald Trump has.
Bannon was joined by Trump Chief of Staff Rentz Priebus, who called the president a uniter of Republicans and conservatives of different beliefs, pointing to himself and the sharp-tongued Bannon as an example. Former House Speaker John Boehner, who oversaw a government shutdown aimed at taking money away from President Obama's health care law, now says a full repeal and replace won't happen. Boehner says he started laughing when he heard Trump and Republicans pledge swift action on undoing the health care law. The World Health Organization reports depression is increasing worldwide and is now the leading cause of global disability. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN agency has just released new global health estimates on depression.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The report finds prevalence rates for depression peak among older adults, affecting 2% more women between the ages of 55 and 74 than men. Across all age groups, however, the report notes depression is 1.5 times more common among females than males. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Petroleum drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge wasn't a consideration under President Obama, but it's getting renewed attention under the new administration. Senator Lisa Murkowski and other members of Alaska's congressional delegation are pushing legislation to allow drilling on the refuge's coastal plain. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.